This is Kinship Radio. I'm Ryan Fried, and I have the absolute privilege today to be speaking with Brent Howland. He is the president of International Messengers. They're based in Clear Lake, Iowa, and we're going to find out a lot about them today. So thanks for joining us today, Brent.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be with you.
Can you tell our Kinship listeners a little bit about International Messengers and its mission?
Yeah, we were founded in the mid-80s, and like you said, based here in Clear Lake, Iowa, and God has grown us from one missionary in Poland to about 280 missionaries in 25 countries, and many of them in Eastern Europe, and that group of missionaries and countries is really growing right now in the Middle East, probably faster than anywhere else. But we've just been privileged to walk with the Lord in this harvesting journey and missions journey.
So based in Clear Lake, Iowa, but with missionaries all around the world.
Correct. And so a big part of what we do in trying to support those people who are across the oceans is gather North Americans, Americans and Canadians, who can go and help with various ministries, often in the summer, to try to help them push the ministry, push the outreach forward that they're trying to do. And so on the state side, that's a big part of our role, is trying to help find and equip people that can go short-term as well.
And so do you have some specific needs for that this summer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is not too late. So three things that we're attempting by faith this summer that we still need some people for. At the end of June and early July, we're doing a outreach for young women specifically in Egypt. I would say that's gals in their teens and 20s. And we need a group of ladies who would be willing to be part of that. And it'll involve some English language Bible studies with translators to help you through that. But also will involve just a lot of heart-to-heart stuff. And a lot of these women come from pretty broken contexts in that part of the world. So that was one. And the second opportunity that we still are looking for people for, we're doing an evangelistic English outreach in a little town in southern Hungary. And we've been working on planting a church there. We've got delightful missionaries there who've been working at that for almost 20 years, but there hasn't really been a believing community in that church, in that town, for probably about 400 or 500 years. And so, you know, just going to try to push that forward to help them connect with the unbelieving community a little more by helping people practice their English and talk about Jesus along the way.
And for that one, they don't have to be women.
Correct. Yeah, men and women, even families.
Are there any specific skills or experiences that you're really looking for in your volunteers?
Really, we just need people that love Jesus and are open to talking to people who don't know him yet. So we try to structure the English aspect of it so that if you haven't taken an English class in, say, 40 years, and you got a C or a D way back then, that it's still okay.
Okay.
And a lot of people feel kind of intimidated about being an English teacher. And this is just helping people practice and giving people a chance to talk to someone whose native language is English. And so we do all the training and for our team members and try to make it as accessible and doable as possible for everybody.
Once again, I'm speaking with Brent Halland, president of International Messengers, about International Messengers and about the need they have for volunteers this summer. How can our listeners who are interested, they're excited, they think this is something that might be something they're good at, how would they learn more and get involved?
Probably the easiest way is to go to internationalmessengers.org. That's our website. You can click short-term opportunities, and it shows you a whole list of places where we're doing short-term ministries, outreaches this summer. Specifically, I mentioned this outreach in Hungary that starts July 12th, and there's another one on that site, the young women in Egypt. Those are easy to identify on that page with all the opportunities.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you again for your time, Brent. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
I guess just an encouragement, Ryan. We believe that God's heart for the lost, God's love for the lost is just immense. And so anytime you choose something like this, you're choosing something that's really close to his heart.
Mm-hmm.
And these are gospel sharing opportunities. It's will help you learn how to share the gospel in a way that doesn't feel real weird. Yeah, we pray and hope that the way heaven and hell look will be transformed because of people participating in these trips. So it's just an encouragement. We'd love to have you be a part if you love Jesus and are willing to talk to people about that.
Amen. Hey, if that's you out there and you've been hearing Brent talk about this and you're kind of excited, you feel the Lord nudging you, check out internationalmessengers.org and see if you can get the ball rolling. Thank you, Brent, for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ryan.